Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, in today's first story, OP actually gets grounded by his mum for having depression. But before we jump into this mental post, first of all, if you aren't subscribed to my channel, consider hitting that button. I'm trying to hit 600,000 subscribers by the end of 2020. If I do it, I'll dye my hair, and we're going to be very, very close. So yeah, if you aren't subbed already, guys, please consider hitting that button. It'll be a massive, massive help. You're grounded for having depression. My mother is a terrible human being. She's always been abusive to me, and I want to have a decent relationship with her, but it's extremely difficult because of her behavior. Growing up, I got bullied a lot for being a bit weird, a trait I now pride myself on. Long story short, this and a multitude of other factors ended up having me diagnosed with depression in high school. My mother's solution to fixing this would be to punish me in a variety of ways. One of the most common was with hard labor. We had a wood-burning stove and would stock up on wood to last the winter. If I wasn't smiling, she usually would force me to go to our basement to cut and pile wood. A lot of the time, I'd get sent to my room for not being happy, usually without meals. She commonly banned me from playing video games because I was acting depressed. One time, during a family trip to the zoo in the city my grandparents live in, they threatened to go home without visiting my grandparents unless I put on a smile. My grandparents were everything to me. They were easily the only ones who bothered to make me feel cared for, so this was one of the worst punishments imaginable. This happened constantly throughout my time living with her, amongst many other things. She would especially do this when she was in public, as she didn't want my poor mental health to tarnish her image in the community. Oh wow, what an incredibly selfish mum, Jesus. I mean, if there's one thing that's going to make your kid happier if they're feeling down, it's not feeding them. What an amazing solution. Honestly, I read some of these stories and they're a bit bemusing. This one is very top of that list. I just don't understand the logic here at all. Imagine being made to feel bad by your own mother because you're suffering with mental health issues. What is this world? Now moving on to our next story. Why must you? Karen, why? It's 11 p.m. Stop. I have worked at McDonald's in Georgia for 5 months now. I am trained to work any station except grill, which means 9 times out of 10 you could walk in and see me at the counter or in the drive-through windows. The time was 10:56. We close at 11 o'clock. I'm in the front window, which means I make the drinks and hand out the food. We are pre-closing, with only 4 minutes left before we shut down. This is normal. Coffee machines are off, grills are being cleaned and shut down, dishes are being washed, and we got cleaning staff mopping the lobby. At 10:57, here comes Karen and 7 children, all of which look freaking tired. It ain't even funny. She comes to the register and just starts yelling, "Excuse me, is there someone who is going to take my order?" My manager looks at me with this "go handle this" look. So I go to the front counter and I'm like, "Hi, I'm sorry, but we are closing up right now." She looks me up and down and just scoffs. "Oh, your website says you close at 11. It's not 11. You can take my order." I sigh because this is policy. If a customer comes in before closing, we are obligated to take their order. So I log into the system and start taking her order. 15 double cheeseburgers, 15 large fries, 15 sweet teas, and 3 large coffees. I was like, "Mom, there is no way the staff can do all of that. Our grills are shut off for the night, and there are only 4 10 to 1 patties in our heatbox. Our coffee machines are off, and the pots are being washed, and we have enough sweet tea to fill 3 large cups, not 15. Now, at this point, she is red in the face. "You will turn it all back on, or I will have you fired. This is discrimination. You cannot do this to a white woman in the South. My husband is an army soldier. You should have more respect for me." "Mom, I'm not being discriminatory. It's almost 11, and our staff are closing up. As for you feeling that this should be stopped and restarted just because we are in the South and you are white, that's just wrong." By now, my manager is standing behind me on the phone with corporate. Mom, I'm the shift manager for tonight. What is the problem?
This racist, lesbian female dog is refusing my order because I'm a white woman married to an army soldier. I demand our order be completely free for the insulting behaviour of this dumb idiot. My children are scarred for life because of her.
Well, at this point, my blood was boiling. Not only did she call me a racist, but she assumed my sexuality because my hair is short. First off, I'm white as well. My hair is styled in an undercut with slight bangs and it's a blue-green colour. Second off, when did I say I refused the order because of her race or her husband's occupation? Anyway, my manager is just staring at her and says, "Mom, I'm on the phone with corporate and I've been informed to tell you that unless you leave the premises now, I am well within my rights to call the police. You are harassing my employee after our closing time and using rather choice words in our family-friendly lobby." In the long and short, that's what caused me a free day off, with pay, because I didn't get to leave McDonald's till 2 a.m. on a school night, because we did have to call the police. I don't like Southern Karens. Well guys, I can't say I've ever had the pleasure or displeasure of meeting a Southern Karen, but after this story, OP, I'm inclined to agree with you, they sound absolutely terrible. I mean, maybe I'm wrong there, maybe I'm generalising, but Jesus, I would not want to run into a woman like this. Oh, especially not if I was working in customer service or, you know, in a fast food joint like this. Jesus, that would be terrible. What a way to spend a night. So you left at 2 a.m. having to call the police. I really want to know more, you know, because I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of this story. What happened next? I want to know. Update me, OP, please. Moving on to our next story. Entitled dad demands I fail because I caused his daughter to fail. This one will need a lot of context, so bear with me here. I'm 19 at college. Last year, I started a language education career. My first language is Spanish, and even though I often have mistakes, I can understand and speak English. Then realized I wasn't in the right place, so I dropped out during the first semester. So now I'm studying theatre, which has always been my true passion. Anyway, during my first semester on language education, we had to do tutoring as a part of our grade. The college I went to also had language classes on Saturdays for anyone who wanted to learn a second language. This college only allowed people on their language education's career that had either completed the Saturday's course, depending on your progress, can last up to 8 years, or that may prove they can speak at least 2 languages by a written and oral exam. So, I was doing tutorings for English speakers that struggle in their Spanish lessons. One of my tutees was an 18-year-old girl who shined by her absence. She just didn't show up, not even once, and never gave me a heads up or explained afterwards why she didn't come. I just reported with my teacher that she didn't appear, then reached out to her to reschedule the dates of our meeting and called it a day. We were given our tutees or parents' contact to set up the day and hour of our meeting within the college facilities. Then the teacher assigned a classroom for the
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The tutorings and had a full report of all tutorings we had to do. Nothing of interest happened until a few days ago, when I received a call from a number I didn't recognize, and as the dumb boy I am, I answered. "Hello, who's this?" It was her entitled dad.
"Are you OP?"
"Yes, I am. What can I help you with?" Working on retail has taken its toll on me.
"It's your fault that my daughter failed her exams."
"Excuse me? I don't know what..."
"You tutored my daughter and she didn't learn anything from you. You sabotaged her and made her fail. I'll report you to your teacher and make you fail too."
"Sir, I dropped out last year."
"That's because of your incompetence. Then you have to pay me for wasting my time taking her to your classes."
"Sir, who is your daughter?"
"I'm not telling you anything."
"Listen, I need to know her name to give it to my ex-teacher so he can tell you about my tutoring with her." So the entitled dad does say her name. I reply, "Sir, she didn't show up once to..."
"Don't you dare! You're lying! I took her to tutoring every time you summoned her. I want to talk to your teacher right now."
I guess he forgot I told him I dropped out. Wait a moment. I checked my cell phone for my teacher's number and quickly gave him a heads up on what was happening. It's insert number here. Anything? He hung up on me. A while later, my teacher informed me of how rude the parent was with him and how he complained of me, saying I've been rude to him and I lied telling him his daughter never did tutoring with me, and demanded I had to fail the semester. The teacher explained that I had dropped out, then showed him the empty reports of her tutorings, explained to him that her daughter and I had never even met. He told me that after he sent him the reports, the dad stayed silent for like 20 seconds and then hung up on him. So, I guess I won't fail at the college I don't attend. I mean, seriously, how dumb do you have to be? This guy has just told you on the phone, I don't even go to this college anymore, so how are you gonna fail me? I don't even attend. Then you double down, and you're like, no, I'm gonna fail you. Like, seriously, what sort of logic or what sort of IQ do you have to say such a stupid thing like that? I mean, at that point, you know you've lost the argument, when you're saying things that just make zero sense. But yeah, this is Entitled Parents. I've got very used to it, that is for sure. Actually, you know what? I do potentially feel a bit bad for this dad, because maybe, I haven't even clocked this right, maybe he's being legit and he actually was dropping her off, just she was not going to your classes. If that is the case, and I think the more I think about it, it actually could be, then I feel a little bit bad for him, because his daughter is kind of cheating him out of money, and you know, he's kind of been embarrassed by his daughter in this entire situation. Do you reckon that's the case, guys, or not? What do you reckon? Comment down below. I'm not too sure, to be honest. Now moving on to our final story. Entitled mum thinks she has to be invited to everything. Gets husband to scream at us. Sandy is my uncle's girlfriend. No one in our family but my uncle likes Sandy. Why? Well, for starters, she's still married and living with her husband and daughter. Secondly, she's a huge narcissist and throws a tantrum every time she doesn't get her way. About a month into my uncle and her dating, we were going to take family pictures, and she's there with her daughter. We ask her for a few pics with just my grandma and her kids/grandkids, but that didn't go over well at all. Sandy starts screaming that she's dating my uncle, so that means she and her daughter are family too, and deserve to be in the pictures just as much as anyone else. Sandy has even stalked my grandma, who is only 4'9" and in her late 70s. Back in March, when the pandemic started, my grandma was still living alone, so she had to do her own errands. My grandma went to Costco one day, and there Sandy was casually just running into her. Sandy was thinking about getting a Costco membership, but she doesn't like the Costco that's 30 minutes closer to her. Okay. Then, a few weeks later, she shows up at the same pharmacy that my grandma goes to because Sandy's pharmacy didn't have the medicine she needed, so they sent her to one that was 35 minutes from her. Sandy also showed up at my grandma's bank on the exact day that my grandma decided to open a savings account for her grandkids. Sandy asked my grandma what she was doing, and when my grandma told her, Sandy launched into a fit because, what about my daughter? She's technically your grandkid too. My uncle and her, by the way, had only been dating for about 3 to 4 months at that point. Just as my grandma was about to say something, the bank security came over and asked if my grandma was okay. They knew her from the decades of her banking there, as well as all of her kids and grandkids. So when my grandma said no, they immediately escorted Sandy out. Shortly after that, my grandma moved states to live with my aunt, and that's so far been the last stalking incident. On Thanksgiving, we all did a Zoom dinner instead of having a big gathering. About a half hour into the meal, my uncle's phone starts going crazy. It's Sandy. She starts demanding to know why she wasn't invited and goes into full tantrum mode. So my uncle caves and sends her the link. As soon as she gets on, Sandy starts screaming, and her daughter, Amy, a 12-year-old, is running around in the background, screaming and crying that it's not fair. Sandy starts calling us all selfish female dogs, and then her actual husband starts yelling at us that we can't do that to his wife. My grandma had had enough of Sandy and scoffed at her. See, this is why nobody here likes you. This is why we do everything without you. This is why I'm so glad that you and that rabid kid of yours aren't invited to my granddaughter's wedding. No big dramatic ending. We just ended the call because everyone was super angry. We decided to do another one without my uncle this time, and that was fine. Oh, yeah. From the jump with this story, I was a bit weirded out, I'm not going to lie. I mean, if you're married to someone else, then you also have a boyfriend, as in your Uncle Opie in this story. I mean, fair enough. If you want to be polyamorous, that's all good. But it's a bit weird, isn't it? It's just a bit like... It's strange. That's all I'm going to say. I don't really know why the entitled woman's husband is allowing that. But who am I to judge? I'm just me. So who cares? Yeah, I just think it's a bit weird, I'm not going to lie. And then also like saying or claiming that your kids are part of the family. Nah, they're not, because you're not family. Your uncle, Opie's uncle, is just your boyfriend. You're not married to him, unlike your actual husband. Weird one. Very, very weird one. I'm not completely sure how I feel. I'm just a bit weirded out. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. If you enjoyed it and you want more right away, check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos. If you are new to my channel and you want to subscribe, click this button. It will really be amazing if you do. So yeah, thank you if you do. And if you're a core fan and you're still watching, first of all, what are you doing? Surely you've got better things to be doing with your life. Second of all, thank you for being here. Check out my merch. It's really, really cool. Go and buy some. It's lovely.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.